AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Firefighters near the resort town of Chelan in Washington State are battling several big wildfires. One man with the Chamber of Commerce told us, "We're working hard to get our feet back on the ground." Rob Allen is the deputy incident commander in the area.
Nationally, the system is pretty tapped. There's a lot of fires going on, not only here, but in Washington, in Oregon, Northern California still burning up. And things have started to pick up also in Idaho, Montana, and Colorado.
A California wildfire burning near the San Luis Obispo County town of Santa Margarita has now grown to more than 3 square miles. Overseas authorities in Thailand are now searching for a man seen on a security video wearing a yellow T-shirt and carrying a backpack. They think he's the guy who set off the bomb yesterday at the Bangkok shrine. 20 people killed. This tourist says her family in Switzerland is worried about her.
Family sent me messages asking me if everything is okay because they heard of that. And yeah, I'm okay, but it's very scary. I mean, something very dangerous happens to people and nobody knows who was it.
There was another bomb blast this morning in Bangkok, but nobody was hurt. The Obama administration wants to cut methane emissions from oil and gas production by nearly half over the next decade. This is being called an unprecedented step to curb climate change. The EPA is expected to announce that target today. Methane is a greenhouse gas that traps heat in the atmosphere and is blamed for contributing to climate change. Ford is recalling late model F-650 and 750 trucks because some front seat belts may not be anchored correctly. These are trucks that were built in Mexico. The Dow is up 18 points. This is AP Radio News. Builders started work on single-family houses last month at the fastest pace since the Great Recession began in 2007. Construction of single-family houses alone shot up 12.8% last month. AP correspondent Josh Boak is in Washington with more on this.
Home sales, apartment rentals, and construction of housing have all improved significantly because of increased demand. In this month, we're really at a pivot point to see whether that momentum continues, because demand has been so strong that prices have increased. And when prices have increased, that hurts affordability.
That's our Josh Boak here in Washington. CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is being credited with helping rescue a man who'd been swept away by a riptide in the Hamptons. He was on his fishing boat. He threw the guy a life preserver, then jumped into the water and pulled the man ashore. A bay constable picked up both of them on a boat. I'm Rita Foley, and this is AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.